For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From Newsweek, Southern Quagmire, oil makes U.S. raise military stakes in Colombia. President George W. Bush's quick stop in Colombia on his return from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Chile brought this forgotten front in Washington's war on terrorism briefly into the headlines. Bush promised Colombia's President Alvaro Uribe, his closest South American ally, to boost aid for his military campaign against leftist guerrillas. Just 2 weeks earlier, 100 unarmed peasants were killed in a massacre, reportedly by rightist paramilitary troops in Colombia's southern jungle province of Putumayo. Unlike the Bush visit, this failed to make headlines in the United States. Colombia has received $3.3 billion in U.S. aid since 2000, making it the top recipient after the Middle East. In October, Congress approved doubling the Pentagon's troop presence in Colombia to 800, although they are officially barred from combat. The Iraqi war may have knocked Colombia off the front page, but Mideast chaos has made South American energy resources more strategic to the United States. The White House has now dropped the fiction that Plan Colombia is an anti-drug operation. A $28.9 billion supplemental anti-terrorism package allows USAID to be targeted against both Colombia's leftist rebel groups and the rightist paramilitary network known as the AUC. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy reports that Afghan opium production has nearly doubled over the last year. The Bush administration has asked Congress for an additional $780 million to fund its new offensive against Afghanistan's opium trade. The U.S. plan is to be modeled after similar efforts in Colombia. Last week, President Bush visited Colombia to celebrate the success of its counter-narcotics efforts. The Washington Post has announced its support for exporting Plan Colombia to Afghanistan. U.S. drug czar John Walters writes in a Washington Times op-ed about Colombia's, quote, dramatic progress against a pervasive narcotics trade. However, on August 6, 2004, the U.S. drug czar admitted that despite billions of dollars in investment over many years, U.S.-led anti-drug efforts in Latin America had so far failed to reduce availability at home. The U.S. has allegedly begun aerial spraying in remote eastern Afghanistan, destroying crops and causing illness among farmers. The U.S. denies involvement. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.